You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Today we are joined by Jackson Moore from the Bark Board to give us a better insight into Fresno State as Utah prepares to play the Bulldogs at Fresno this coming weekend. How are you doing today, Jackson?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. The weather could be better in Salt Lake, but I'm doing pretty good. So, to get off the start, I'm pretty sure a lot of Utah fans haven't been following the Fresno program. Can you give us an idea of what some of the headlines were coming into the season?
Well, it's a little bit of an odd situation for Fresno State fans just because they're so used to having a quarterback and success, too. And last year was Drewder's first year without Derek Carr, and the team went 6-8 but got into a Mountain West championship. So it was kind of – we weren't really sure if that was a success or not. But this year the returning quarterback decided he was going to split the program. And so you had three quarterbacks coming in the spring for an open competition, and then a fourth one came in the fall. And really, the only receivers that were reliable last year were guys that were seniors. So it's just a really brand new offense almost across the board outside of the running back position. And then on the defensive side, it felt like most of the guys were coming back, lost two guys to the NFL, but overall, it was just kind of seeing if this young group was going to be able to improve off of last season, and then especially at the quarterback position, which is still undecided at this point.
Yeah, it seems like the team, they beat Abilene Christian, which I assume was expected, and then they really had a rough go with Ole Miss last week. Do you expect them to bounce back pretty well with Utah?
Well, that's the big question in Fresno, because this staff really has not had any success against Power 5 teams. Last year, of course, the Bulldogs in Utah played, and that did not end very well for Fresno State. And they had two other games that were essentially identical to that with USC and Nebraska. All three were just massive blowouts. But, then they got back in the conference play, and their goal, as Coach Reuter states, is to get into a conference championship game, and that's what they did again last year. So it's been odd because this team really hasn't gotten up for non-conference games like they're known to be under Coach Hill back a few years ago. So this is, I think, an opportunity Fresno State feels they'll fare better than against Ole Miss, but at the same time, there's not a whole lot of evidence that this is going to end well for Fresno State.
Yeah. It looks like, with the last couple games, the quarterback battle still hasn't been decided, and from what I was looking at, am I correct to say Zach, is it Greenlee, was starting out? And then it looks like in the Ole Miss game, Chasen Virgil had a decent game and played a lot of quarterback. Who do you expect will be starting for Fresno this weekend?
I expect Chasen Virgil to start. I think most of us here do. It's been a little odd because Greenlee was announced the starter going into week one, and then after the game, it was revealed the plan was to trade the quarterbacks off each quarter between Greenlee and Virgil. And then against Ole Miss, Greenlee was the starter for the beginning of the game, but he had a little bit of a hamstring issue. The offense wasn't moving very well, so he didn't see the game. He wasn't back in after the first quarter. It was all Virgil. So I think – and Virgil played pretty well. He did have two ugly interceptions, but when the offense was moving, it looked a lot more productive. So I think – people are leaning that way, and I know Drewder wants to get down to one quarterback before conference play, so I'd imagine Virgil will start and probably play most of the game unless just the offense starts breaking down and they need to go to plan B.
Yeah, even with the offensive issues that happened against Ole Miss, it seems like most of the offense is, no matter who the quarterback is, going to central around Marquise Waller. He definitely looks like he's the workhorse for the Bulldogs. What will be the key to getting him going against the Utes?
Oh, yeah, Waller, he's definitely the focal point of this offense. And it's probably going to be unfortunate down the road for Fresno State that they gave him 50 carries in two games that were blowouts either way in the first 2 weeks, because they haven't really relied on him for a full season to carry the load like that. But at this point in the season, they're expecting him to be pretty fresh. They're expecting him to have a good game this weekend. It's really him and the offensive line are not too much of an issue. It's just the quarterback position and then the receivers across the board, while talented, are all young and haven't played a lot of games together. So it's just a matter of getting everyone in sync and just keeping the chains moving, because this is an offense that moves at an up-tempo pace. And when they go three and out against better opponents, they can dig themselves in a hole pretty quick. So I think especially in the first half, they need to rely on Waller to keep the chains moving and not let this thing get away from them early.
I mean, how concerned do you think the team is with the Ute defense, being that it's the number one rush defense in the Pac-12?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a concern. I mean, it would be a lot easier on Virgil or whoever is at quarterback if the running game can get going first. I was out at practice this week, and all the coaches were saying that Utah, it's just probably the most impressive thing is just how fundamentally sound they are. They don't make many mistakes. They don't give up a ton of big plays from what they've told me. So that kind of limits what Fresno State is going to be able to do. And we really haven't seen the offense get totally shut down over the last 2 years, even though it hasn't been totally efficient. But you'd like to think that even against Utah, they'll be able to move the ball at least on a few possessions. And Fresno State hasn't had too many games like in the 24-14 range like Utah State was. So it's kind of, from a Fresno State standpoint, it would be surprising if it ends up like that. But from a Utah point, I'm sure that's what they're looking towards.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. So let's talk about another issue with Fresno State from the first two games. Against Ole Miss, they, I mean, you referenced two interceptions. They had a total of three interceptions and a fumble. And then again, Abilene Christian, they had two interceptions and a fumble. What is going on with the Bulldogs and their ball security?
Probably the biggest thing is just the youth, especially with Virgil at quarterback. He had the two interceptions and a fumble himself against Ole Miss. And there was actually a small window where the Bulldogs could have gotten back into the game. They were down three scores about 20 yards from the end zone, and Virgil threw a pick that went all the way back the other way. So that kind of shut everything down from that point. But it really is youth. One of the fumbles against Abilene Christian was the punt returner, a redshirt freshman, fumbled the punt. You've got all freshmen or junior college transfers for the most part out at receiver, so there's going to be some mistakes on offense for sure. And that's probably going to be the biggest weak point for Fresno State, because if they can't control the ball, they're not going to have any chance to pull off an upset this weekend.
No, oh, yeah, I mean, the Utes have shown the ability to turn the ball over the first two weeks, and I assume they are definitely expecting to do the same thing against Fresno. Give me an idea of what Utah can expect from the Bulldog defense.
Well, the defense is a 3-4 set, and they like to give some exotic blitzes, some different looks from their linebacker position. They have really skilled pass rushers on the outside linebacker positions, and that's probably their strongest point on defense. Defensive line is guys that have been part of the defense, but not as big a role as they're in right now, and they've actually graded pretty well throughout the first two games. And then it's just the secondary that's probably the biggest issue on this team, because they've given up so many big plays against Utah last year. I think like five of the first 11 completions were touchdown passes, all 20 to 50 yards long. So that's the biggest issue. Looking through Utah's first two games, it doesn't look like they've had too many home run hitters so far this season. So that's one way Fresno State's hoping they can catch a break on this one. But if they give up the big balls or through the air, it could get bad fast.
Yeah, I mean, Fresno State's probably pretty happy that right now it looks like Travis Wilson may not be starting, and that the Utes would go with Kendall Thompson, who's more of a run-first type quarterback.
Yeah, I think that will serve Fresno State better in the long run. I think Utah will be just as successful, but it might take longer to have sustained drives to get to the end zone. But he did come in the second half against the Bulldogs last year and had some pretty good success. And they beat Utah State with him at quarterback. I don't think Fresno State's going to feel like it's any advantage to have him in there either.
Okay. Well, finally, or not finally, but what would you say are your expectations for this game? And finally, what's your prediction?
I'm expecting Fresno State to compete much better than they did at Ole Miss, but still come up short. I think this game is going to be not as competitive on the field as it will be on the scoreboard, if that makes sense. I think Utah is going to have a firm control of this game, but Fresno State might stay within 10 to 17 points for the most part, and it'll look from an outsider's perspective as it was fairly close. But I think on the field it'll look a little bit different, and I expect Utah to come away at the 10 to 20 point win. I'd say at least two touchdowns when it's all said and done.
Okay. Well, Jackson, once again, thanks for joining us. There is one more question I have to ask you as this is the Torn by Sports lunch break. What is your favorite thing for lunch?
Lately, I've been going to Porta Subs, a sandwich chain, and getting their lettuce wraps. I'm trying to cut down. But if not, I'm definitely heading for a cheeseburger.
It's, you know what? It sounds like as I talk to more writers who are covering teams and eating media meals and on the road, that they are trying to cut down when they have the opportunity to. So it's not too surprising. if our listeners want to find more of your content, Justin, where can they find you?
Yeah, I head to barkboard.com, the scout affiliate for Fresno State. We've got steady content going through there. I was at practice yesterday and Tuesday, and we're having some, or Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're having some updates from there, some player interviews and previews and things from the Fresno State standpoint. And on Twitter, I'm at JacksonM underscore scout, and I also cover San Jose State and Hawaii. So if there's ever any interest there, I'm usually tweeting stuff out for them too.
All right. Well, once again, Jackson, thanks for joining the show. And we'll probably talk again later this season with Mountain West play because we're also following our Utah State Aggies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
This has been a Torn by Sports production.